How'd it feel to get back out there again?
Great. I mean, it was, I told the guys beforehand, I'm just excited to get out there and play. And that was kind of the ideal, the attitude we all had going in. I mean, we had a good group in there that was getting a chance.
Is that important?
All right.
How did you think went personally for you, Ryan?
Oh, okay. You know, here and there were some definitely some throws we'd like back. You know, others were, you know, just kind of throwaways, but, you know, there's always maybe a half dozen, and you want to cut that down to play good football. But, you know, there's stuff to build off of, and I'm happy with the way I put out there effort-wise as well.
Did you feel rusty at all after not playing the game?
You know, a little bit at the beginning. I think you just kind of, you're antsy. You want to get out there and get that first completion. So a couple of those, that one to Reggie kind of stepped up and, you know, tried to get out there real quick. And I think that's what happens. You got to kind of slow yourself down and play within the scheme and play within the system. So that's probably my one critique to start off a little better. But no, I mean, you can hang your hat. I think everybody out there gave their best effort to the end, and that's all you can ask for.
Ryan, how much of a challenge has this been for you in the sense that you haven't played for a long time, you've only been here a few weeks learning your system,
mm-hmm.
and now having a one-shot deal in terms of maybe showing the coaching staff enough and saying, hey, you know, we try to keep this guy?
Yeah, I think it's just any opportunity is a good opportunity, and I've learned that. In the National Football League, anytime you get a chance to lead 11 guys out on the field or 10 other guys out on the field, it's a wonderful opportunity. So you take that and run with it. You don't really look at the, you know, this isn't an ideal situation because not many of them are unless you're the number one guy anywhere. So, you know, I just took what I had, what we all had, and we ran with it.
Did you know after the great decision, did that change your
No, you know, I made a habit to make sure I wasn't checking anything and wasn't looking at anything. Someone else told me when we got in the locker room. But, you know, for me, it was all about you want to just put something out there for a resume. And I knew I'd get 60 minutes of good football. It was up to me to see how good that would be. And I feel comfortable with the way I played. And, you know, hopefully somebody feels the same way about it.
Ryan, being inside that locker room, how relieved was the team when they found out that Tom Brady would be?
You know, I'm not sure. We were kind of all focused on game day, and then the guys who weren't playing were kind of doing their own thing. So we kind of we're just dialed in on the Giants.
Tom isn't here, but he's here. You guys talked all about
how we approached the game today. Yeah, I mean, we just knew obviously he was going to be ready if something happened, but you know, I knew we were just going to go after it. And he was a great help on the sideline. And, you know, I've tried to help him where I can in the preseason and, you know, just kind of that quarterback backup relationship or the group of quarterbacks relationship. You want to help a guy out if you see something. And, you know, he sees a lot of things out there, so it was helpful for him to kind of, you know, throw some things my way when he came to the sideline.
Two final questions. How tough is it to deal with the uncertainty of the next several days in terms of being here with another team? And
To address that, the first part of that question, I think everybody, there's about 50% of the NFL is under an uncertainty week to week, and you learn to play with that, and a third string, second string journeyman quarterback is in that group of people that's kind of has some uncertainty. So I've dealt with that in the past couple of years, and you know, you just control what you control, and you kind of go out and put your best foot forward, whether it be in practice, whether it was in scout team all the last 3 weeks while I was here, or anything else, to just, you know, let these guys know that I'm a hard worker, I'm a team player, and I'm a good guy in the locker room. And, you know, the chips are going to fall where they will, whether that's here or someplace else, and all I can do is put my best foot forward in what I'm doing on the football field. Yeah, I think it was, you know, obviously I joked around a couple of weeks ago that I'll never be on Tom Brady's level, but, you know, I felt comfortable. I felt like we executed tonight and we had a good group in there. We played with some pace and did some stuff I think the coaches are going to like on film.
Thank you.